Okay, shalom, 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 ve'in shalom, amar Hashem. Okay, so what I'd like to do is go weiter in the Gemara. Last time we spoke about the malacha of memachik, and the basic shtickle Torah that I wanted to say, which I kind of, as I slept on it last night, I realized, you know what, that's not so bad, is that there's a machlokes rishonim when memachik is malachas ha'ar, and the nafkamina is whether it applies by ochlim, and we pointed out that whole discussion. Zochtig marvaita hamasates esha even b'shabes chayiv mishum makib patish. Misatis as a even means Zakrashi that after the even is ne'ekra min hahar, the nechtzeva machalika. Basically, the stone has already been separated from the mountain, and then what I do is I knock it off. No, I knock it off. So I'm chayiv for makib patish. Zaktaisvis. I'm not chayiv for mechateich and mimachik because it's kvar hi mirubaas umetukenis. Right? Tosis writes, how come I'm not chayiv for mechateich? How come I'm not chayiv for mimachik? How come I knock the stone off of the wall? I don't violate mechateich and mimachik. So Tosis says, well, the stone is already squared off. It's mirubaas. But what I'm doing is I'm being miyapa osa, and I'm making sirtutin v'yipui via kemosha osin achshav misata teha avanim.
Where does it get knocking off the wall? What? Since it's not a crack. It's not as she already separated it from the ground. It's totally a freestanding boulder, and you're just shaping it, no?
Where are you reading?
The Gemara. The Rashi?
The Gemara says misata says even is makib patish, yeah.
Freshen ne'akra minahar. It's
already off. It's already knocking off. So Rashi writes over here, it's already ne'ekra min ha'har. That's what Rashi writes. So what am I doing exactly?
You're shaping it.
I'm shaping it.
Machlika.
So how come it's memachik?
Why isn't it
memachik?
Why is it?
Why is it not mechatech? Right, so mechatech is like chop away the end.
I'm just making it, I need a nice surface to work.
But we said that mechatech doesn't have to be b'mida, it has to be to make something useful, usable.
It's not usable, it's like buying a tree trunk versus buying a log. Log is, you have to make, such that it's not unwieldy. So,
if I understand what you're saying correctly, you're suggesting there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos that Tosfos is kind of Tosfos is saying that what I'm doing is I'm being miyapa the Evan. I'm making a design on the Evan. No, I make sirtutin and yipui on the Evan. That's what Tosfos says. It's like the fancy stones that they build on, you know, like the older buildings. They have like a design,
yeah,
a column, and make a Roman column. Right. So that is, according to Tosis, that is Yipui. According to Rashi, it is less than that. The stone is already off. I am smoothing the stone out.
If it's tempting for me to schlep it and then, you know, turn it into whatever I want to make it into.
But it's not just adding decoration for Rashi, right? It is smoothing it out. But Tosis is asking if it's smoothing it out, the way you smooth out a stone is that you chop off the end of it. And smoothing something out is should be mechatech and memachik. How do you smooth out a stone? You have a stone, you take a chisel, you even it out. Yeah. That's how you smooth out a stone, no?
Why should that not be mechatech?
It's mechatech because when I cut away the end of anything, So that's mechateich. I chop off the end. I take this, I chop off the end. So that makes it like a complete stone. That makes it a usable stone. What am I doing with it? Now it's going to be building materials.
But it's not even a building material. Now it's pasha, something I can turn into building materials.
No, now I made a brick.
I made
a stone.
I
have a stone in the sense of there's something that's nechtsaf min hahar, right? It is...
Like I'm thinking of it being very, very jagged, and then I just push it, make it smoother.
And I smooth it out.
And then now I can step it to my workshop and turn make it into something.
Then I'm going to take it and I'm going to use it to build the building.
I'm going to take it and turn it into something that will then be used to build the building. I'm going to take it to the workshop. I don't know.
No, this is the workshop. I'm in the workshop. What I do is I have a jagged stone, according to Rashi.
But from Rashi, it sounds like you're still at the quarry.
Where do you see that?
It's in Nekar Minahar, but you're still at the quarry.
Nekar Minahar means it's off the mountain.
Right, but you're not in the workshop, you're still at the quarry.
I do my work in the quarry. I have my tools over there.
I don't know.
Hey, the point is, I think Tosis is arguing with Rashi, and I'll agree with that. That according to Tosfos, the malach of makeh b'patrish is only when I do something that is yipui, something that is for aesthetic purposes. According to Rashi, even if it's not for aesthetic purposes, I'm going to be chayiv. Is that a fair point? Ben, do you agree with me? The answer is yes. Right? Of course you agree with me. Oh. Right.
Of course, I can't agree with my Harusa. So
you got it right. You agree with me, Shane. I don't know.
Should I move over so I can also see them?
Yeah, you can move over. It's fine. you guys can learn together. I'm not sure. I'm really not 100% sure. I think you're probably right. But I'll say it like this. What emerges according to Tosfos is that makeh b'patrish is a malacha of yipui. It's a malacha that after it's all done, then I make it nicer. That's makeh b'patrish. But while I'm still doing the malacha, I can't have makeh b'patrish. According to Rashi, I can still have makeh b'patrish while I'm doing the malacha. So far, so good? Let's look at Rashi's shita about makeh b'patrish elsewhere. Our Mishnah. We spoke about Eichlan last semester. That's ancient history. Turn to our Mishnah. Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Bottom Rashi. Makeh b'patrish. Rashi writes, makeh b'patrish is gemar melacha, gemar kol melacha. Shekein umin makeh b'kornes alastan lahachliko b'gemar melacha. And our Mishnah is speaking about gemar melacha. Meaning, according to Rashi, makeh b'patrish is, I take my hammer and I bang my hammer at the end of the melacha. And that's makeh b'patrish according to Rashi. The Ran, before we get to the Ran, let's look at the Mishnah Kuf Beis Amud Beis. Mishnah Kuf Beis Amud Beis says that there's a malach of bona. Misatet is also a malacha, which is basically what we're talking about over here. That's why we have the girsa in our Mishnah on Kuf Beis Amud Beis.
Mirabeya is ha'evan.
So misatet means, what does Rashi say? You square off the stone, right? Like we just said before.
Against
and place. What is makeb?
Tosa said it was already meruba.
Right. And so Rashi is consistent. In other words, according to Rashi, I'm squaring out the stone. That's misatet. According to Tosis, the stone's already squared, but now I'm making the stone ibir farbeset. adding decoration to this.
It's like Shabbos. Why didn't Rashi didn't say the Rabbeya over here on him base? He says that.
I mean, so smoothing the stone and squaring the stone, I don't think is that different. Again, I'm not a stonemason. I don't know. But I think smoothing and squaring are relatively similar. But then Rashi writes, Makim Bepatish, right? Gam hu ba'avos melachos. And he writes that they're machlik the stones.
Hakolofiyamakom,
meaning in different places a stone is considered finished with different amounts of work, no?
Mm-hmm.
Certain, right? There are different locales in terms of the type of building material.
Mm-hmm.
Some places they make charitzim. Yesh mekosh regin lachrutz b'charitzim charitzim in Ashkenaz. And according to those mekomos, apparently you're not in violation of makim b'patish until you make those charitzim. Right? The charitzim, I think, is like what Tosa says, I'm a yaka the Eben. But Rashi is saying that I could violate Makom Patish even beforehand, providing I'm in a makom where that's the last action that's done. Then Rashi writes, Makom Patish, Gam hu ba'avos melachos, v'hu b'laz pick. A pick is like a type of hammer. Shemefotzi tzbos ha'eben. Right? That I bang off a stone min hasala la achash chutzav seven sabe umavdo min ahar ktsat who makir patish makir gadol mi misparekas v'nofelas v'zei gemar malacha shachutzav even v'chol gomer v'shas v'shabes malacha is a tolda of makir patishi. Meaning, according to Rashi on Kuf Beis on the Beis, the makir patish is that I have the stone that's like hanging on by a toenail. It's hanging on by a tiny bit, no? And then I take my hammer and I knock it off.
I found this great video on YouTube. This guy like splitting off like a whole shelf from the mountain. Like had all these little wedges, made like a little line, had like all these little wedges. And like he did a big knack.
Big knack and it all comes out.
This whole shelf of rock.
And so the thing is, that what Rashi on Kuf Beis is saying is very different than what Rashi says on Ayin Gimel. Let's go slow. Let's continue the mission on Kuf Beis. Makim b'patish or b'matzad, if I use a hammer or a matzad is like a kele that smooths stuff out. So that's all makim b'patish. Zahaklau, if you do a malach, malachim is kayim s'vishabes yichayiv, Rashba goymer.
Ooh.
Right, so Rashbag says,
it's what Rashi quoted on
like what Rashi said in Ayin Gimel. If I'm makke al hasdan, that's makke b'patish. So the Ran in Perek,
so
Klaugadol, asks on Rashi, my dear beloved Rashi, the Ran asks, how come you're telling me on Ayin Gimel that makke b'patish means I'm makke b'kornos, that I'm banging on the hammer, right? L'cha'ira, that's the position of Rashbag, and I don't paskin like Rashbag.
I was going to say by Mesates that Rashi said it's already nekar, but here he's saying Mesates is...
And how come Rashi by Mesates says it's already nekar, and over here by makke b'patish, Rashi says it's not yet nekar? Good kasha. So the Ran asks some of this kasha. The Ran beginning of Klal Gadol. Where am I? Oh. The Ran says, Makke b'patish on our Mishnah. He quotes the Rashi, V'lo mechover. Because in Perek Habona, that's Reb Shimon Gamliel who says it. Alma, it's not makke b'patish. Ela ikaron shel dvarim, like Rabbi Nochanan says, that you're makke b'patish lahashvos akmumiso. that what you're doing is you are removing all the blitos, all of the crookedness, no? You have an even and you're straightening out, that's makeh b'patish. So like, we got a problem. We have a steer in Rashi's, no? Rashi on Ayin Gimel.
What's the hemshik of the Ram?
Al ha'evan she b'binyan. If I have a stone that is in the binyan, it's to build lahashvosa to even it out lachaverosahel to its friends. You have a bunch of stones. You want to make a brick building. If one stone is jagged, it won't fit on top of the other stones. So I even it out so the stones fit on top of each other.
I mean, it's not like I already built the wall and now I'm smoothing the wall.
No. I'm using the stone. I'm preparing the stone for the building. That's what Rashi says. That's what the Rebbe
says. It says Sheba Binyan. It sounds like it might already be in the Binyan.
I don't think it means it's already in the Binyan. I think it means in my building process.
It's there for Binyan.
Yeah.
It isn't safe for a building.
I don't think so. So, this is Steven Rashi's. Steven Rashi's. Now, how come Rashi and Ayin Gimel passes like Rashbag? So you have to read Rashi carefully, gentlemen. Or you have to read, look at Rashi on Ayin Gimel and compare Rashi and Ayin Gimel to Rashbag in the Mishnah. It's not just one word that makes all the difference on the planet. Ready? Look at the Rashi. Makeh b'patish.
All the difference in Judaism.
All the difference in Judaism. This actually is when the first Tikkun Torah I ever wrote. I wrote this when I was a counselor in Moresh HaKolel. We were learning Shabbos one summer. So I wrote a piece of, we put out a kuntres. Michal Zilberman was the editor. We had a kuntres called Bumbo's Olam. He was like a camper. He edited this kuntres. So this is the piece I wrote. Makeh b'patish.
How is it called
Bumbo's Olam? I have no idea. I don't remember. That's Michal. I remember. Makeh b'patish is Gemar Kol Melacha. She came Uman. Makeh b'kornis ha'astan lachliko b'gemar Melacha. Look at Rashbag in the Mishnah on Kuf Beis. Af hamakeh b'kornas al hastan b'shas melacha. There's a difference between shas melacha and gemar melacha. Years later, I found that Rabbi Asher Weiss has this in his sefer. Meaning, according to Rashi, there are two types of makeh b'patish. Makeh b'patish means gemar melacha. But there's Gemar Malacha in the sense of Mashal Lamad HaDavar Domeh. When the judge is at the end of a court case, he bangs, right? We're done. So it's Makeh B'Patish in the sense of the craftsman takes that anvil, takes the hammer, boom, done. Genug, end, fire tick. Right? That's one Makeh B'Patish. That's Gemar Malacha. Rashbag is saying a different type of makeh b'patish. Rashbag is saying that when the craftsman is in middle of the job, the hammer that he's working with gets some blitos on it. The hammer, remember, let's say I'm doing a job that requires banging on gold, right? So the hammer has to be very, very precise. If it has a nick, right? So it's not going to work well. So I have to thin out my gold. So in middle of the job, says Rashbag, I bang on that hammer to make sure the hammer is usable to complete the job. That's a different makeh b'patish. There's makeh b'patish, which is a symbolic makeh b'patish. When I'm done with the job, I bang the hammer. Done. That's what Rashi says in the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel. That's not the same as Rashbag. Rashbag is saying that there's makeh b'patish b'shas melacha, not only b'shas gemar melacha.
Rashi on Rashbag, he says, "Afa pishaino makeh al ha'peula el al ha'seden."
Right, meaning what Rashi is saying within Rashbag is, "I'm not making the final bang on the. I'm building a keli.
I'm not hitting the keli. I'm hitting."
The hammer. I'm straightening out my hammers of Rashi. A cornice, by the way, Rashi writes, is a martel. Martel is
Anvil?
A hammer. Charles Martel. Right? In French history, right? Charles Martel. Martel was French for hammer. Right? That's what it means.
Sedan is the anvil?
Sedan is the bench. I take the hammer, I bang it on the bench to flatten the hammer out. Oh.
Anvil,
I guess. I guess so. I'm not sure what an anvil is. I mean, I know what's on the Russian flag. I don't know. Oh. So what Rashi is saying, if I'm right, is that, and if you read the Rashi carefully, I think what he's saying is that there's the Av Malach of Makib HaPatish. That's the Mishnah Ayin Gimel. Our Gemara Ayin Hey says I'm Chayiv Mishum Makib HaPatish when I'm Mesati Tes HaEven. That means it's a Tolda. The Av Malach of Makib HaPatish is on the hammer. The tolda of the malacha is when I finish the keli. That's the tolda. The av malacha is I finish the hammer. The av malacha shows that I'm done. I bang my hammer. It's like the judge, done.
Which one's which?
The av Rashi and Ayin Gimel is explaining the av malacha. The av malacha is when I bang the hammer b'shas gemar malacha. The Tolda, and Rashi is Mefurash this way, on Kuf Beis, Amid Beis, Kol HaGomer B'Shabbos Melacha is a Tolda of Makib HaPatish. When I fix that stone, that's a Tolda of Makib HaPatish. Beferish. And Mesati says to Eben, Argument says, is Chayiv Mishum Makib HaPatish. That's the Pshat in Rashi. The Chaya Adam Paskins, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes as Chaya Adam.
It's just funny because it's on the Hebrew Maskel is Makib HaPatish. It explains it of the told of Makib HaPatish.
Okay. Makib HaPatish is one of the Av Malachis, and also when I do Gemar Malacha, that's a told of Makib HaPatish. Again, the Rashi uses the word told of. Right, so you have a kasha on Rashi. How come he uses the word tolda when we're talking about Makib HaPatish? I'll tell you, because the Mishnah and Kufbeis is not talking about Avos Melachos anymore. Uh-huh. But the point is, there's no stira. The Ran's kasha.
Isn't this the elaboration on that Mishnah, though?
Huh?
Like, this Mishnah is elaborating.
I don't.
What is Bona? That's how the next several prakim and Mishnayos go, no?
Okay. I mean, like, yes, but no. But I don't know if the Mishnayos are elaborating only on the Av Malachas. Right? In other words, there is an Av and there's Toldos, and the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah mentions Misateh. Now, I should note, by the way, ways of reading the Mishnah on Kuf Beis Amud Beis. That word Misateh, does it have a Vav? Does it say Veha Misateh? Or is there no Vav? If you have a Vav, the impression that you get is that you're chayiv on misateit for bona. No?
Yeah. I was about to say, because this Mishnah starts with habona kama yivne b'yei chayiv.
Right, so...
Maybe they're all talking about this.
And the Mishnah says habona kosher, who veha misateit.
A makav patish of bona. It's the makav patish, which is not... You're using a hammer, but it's not actually makav patish, it's bona.
I find that approach... Like we say in Yiddish, far-fetched. I don't know. But b'kitzur amasa, gentlemen, the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rashbag in the Mishnah Kuf Beis is as follows. According to Rashbag, if a makib akornis b'shas malacham chayiv, right? Makib apatish means I fix my tool, but I'm fixing my tool in a way that the tool is going to break again. Right. Whenever I work with my hammer, I know that my hammer becomes dull at some point, and in the middle of the malach, I have to chop the hammer a teeny bit to keep the hammer, right, to keep the proper shape of the hammer, the proper vesach nishtos of the hammer. It's shas malacha. I'm in the middle of the work. It's different than the makib patish that Rashi quoted on Ayin Gimel, which is gemar malacha. That's evil, like the judge at the end of the case. Bang the hammer, put it down, I'm done. Right? That's different. What this means is as follows. The Chaya Adam, can I violate Makkah Patrish B'Shas Malacha while I'm in the middle of a job? The Pashtus is that Bazen Nechleku, the Tanakam and Rashbag in the Mishnah and Kuf Beis on the base. The Tanakam says, I'm only Chayav Makkah Patrish when it's Gemar Malacha. Rashbag says, even B'Shas Malacha. The Chaya Adam has a discussion about winding the watch on Shabbos. Okay, we have to explain that watches used to have, right, some of the expensive watches, you wind the watch, no? And the watch keeps on going for 24 hours, 36 hours, you wind the watch. Are you allowed to wind a watch on Shabbos? Chaya Adam writes,
the extra for the inconvenience.
Chaya Adam writes, it's Osir Min HaTorah, because it's Makim Patish. Why? Why? Why is it Makkah B'Patish? So it's Makkah B'Patish because the watch stopped, L'chayra, and I am now starting the watch again. I'm fixing the watch. When the watch stopped, it's broken. So I'm fixing the watch.
That's the Pashtus. People used to wind their watches all the time. Even said they wouldn't stop. That was the
Let's go slowly. There's Makkah B'Patish, the Chaya Adam on my watch stopped. Let's say my watch is still going. Can I twist it a little bit more so that it goes longer?
So I don't have to reset my watch.
Right? Am I allowed to do that? That l'cha'ira should be totally in the machlokes Tanakam and Rashbak.
B'shas malacha.
That's b'shas malacha, right? Because it's still going. When the watch stopped already, I can hear that is Makkah B'Patish, because my preference would be, the way the Mishnah Berurah quotes Chaya Adam, is that if a person could have a winding watch that would last longer, the person would be happier with it. So it's ke'ilu the watch is broken. So then when I wind the watch, when it stopped, I'm fixing the watch. That's maybe a din rabbanon of tikkun kli. Maybe this is a deraisa makkah b'patish. But while it's going, that's a chorus b'shas malacha. Rib Usher Weiss, in his essay on makkah b'patish, wants to say, he says, I'm not passing a halacha because all that chorinim say is usher. But he says what should emerge from this analysis is that b'shas melacha, according to the Tanakhama, you can't violate Makkah B'Patish. So it's mutter to wind your watch while the watch is going. Now, kids' toys.
But b'zman hazeh b'chol ofen.
B'zman hazeh
b'chol. The whole svar of the chayadim falls apart.
Why?
Because people, if I really wanted a watch that would never stop, I would buy a $50,
no!
a $20 Timex.
Because I want a $20,000 Patek Philippe. Right? I mean, they don't make a watch that operates with a battery is a cheap imitation of a real watch.
If I wanted a watch,
a real watch,
I would buy a $20 Timex. I want a Tourbillon Kerosene.
A $20 Timex hastens the watch. A watch? A watch is a hush of a, like, what? Come on. Lo Korav Zel Zeh. Right? That's a watch.
Is it a Timex?
You're showing us a cell phone. A cell phone is not a watch. Come on. That's a cell phone. Not everything that tells time is a watch. That's the insight. This is like a brisker yourself, no? So Reb Usher suggests that it could be that while the watch is still running, there's no iser. L'maisa, all the achrenim are machmer on this. All the achrenim assume that you can't wind the watch even while it's going, but has very no sense it should be mutter.
I mean, he wouldn't even be drabanon for a posture? Why shouldn't it be at least?
Maybe it's going to be a drabanon. Again, the pashtus is at the Tanakam and the Mishnah and Kufbei says it's hetergomer, right? Because it's shas malacha. But maybe, right, you're saying that maybe even Quentin comments also midrabbon in the Mishnah Kuf Beis. Maybe. I could hear that. I don't know. I don't have a strong opinion of that. What about kids' toys? So some of the svarim, you look in the newer svarim, you know there are kids' toys that have springs?
Jack in the box?
What?
The jack in the box?
Like a jack in the box. They have like these little guys that they like jump up and down. You twist it a couple of times.
The cars.
Yeah, the cars or the... Ben, you know what I'm talking about? The kids' toys that have like springs.
My daughter just got one of those cars.
Yeah, you pull the car back and it goes. Like, it's amazing. It's nice. Need some in the place. You pull it backwards, it goes forwards. Good guess. Right? That's right. Or a spring operated thing. So a lot of this firm said that just like you can't wind a wristwatch on Shabbos, you can't wind one of these things. Nirlafini's taiti, that's not true. A wristwatch, the pshat is you'd rather it continues going the whole time. These toys, the whole fun is that it stops and then you do it again. That's the whole fun.
That's the value of the parents.
If we keep on going, that wouldn't be the game. The whole game is that it stops and then you redo it. So unlike a watch that's ki'ilu, it's broken, and therefore there's some tikkun mana, makar patish, when you redo it. The kid's toy, l'chor, it's meant to do like that. And anything that's meant to be done and undone, it could be that is not makeh bepatish. That is Yisoid 1 that I wanted to mention. Yisoid 2. Back to Tosis and Ayin Hei Amid Beis. Tosis says that the malach of that makeh bepatish is after it is done, and you're being miyapa it. That's Tosis. The Mi'iri on Kuf Dalet Amid Beis says a very similar yisod. The Gemara tells me that Kosev Os Achas V'Hishnimo L'Sefer is Chayiv. The majority of Hishanim understand that Kosev Os Achas V'Hishnimo L'Sefer is Amchayiv for the Malach of Kosev. Ordinarily, Kosev requires Kosev Shtei Osios. But if it's the last os of a sefer, and Rashi writes on Kuf Dalet Amid Beis, this means one of the Kuf Dalet Sifrei Tanakh, no?
It's not the 85 letters from Kol
Kislev. It's not that I'm finishing Tolstoy. I'm writing one of the, Kosev Os Achas V'Hishnimai L'Sefer. Where is that Rashi? Should be on Kuf Beis Amid, Kuf Dalet Amid Beis somewhere. Hishlima le sefer. It's like eight lines before the lines get wide on Kuf Dalet Amid Beis. Zot Rashi os achrona sho achas michaf dalet svarim.
You couldn't say it's like Maran Kol Kislev. Now it's just a parsha. They don't have fuchim.
Right. So again, the nun have fuchim.
That's its own sefer. So I'm sure.
Maybe, but like Rashi says again, let's say it like this: there's 24 svarim of Tanakh. That means that we count Chamisha Chumshei Torah, we don't count Shiva Chumshei Torah. Right? We assume that Vayitein O Moshe Kichaloso, that just like a Kalas Mekuchetes, B'chaf Dalet Kishutin, so also a Talmud Chacham has to know Tanakh. My rabbi growing up, Rabbi Walter Wurzberger, Zichron Levracha, gave me Musar. He said, if I only learn Gemara and I don't learn Tanakh, I'm going to be a Talmud Chacham, D'Rabbanan, Ba'am Aretz D'Raisa. Right? That's what he used to always say.
Jeff always says we pass in Chatzam Udeh Shiva.
Yeah, so there's a shtickle stira. In other words, are there seven Svarim of Chumash or five Svarim of Chumash? I don't know. It's a good shir to give this week. I don't know the answer. But Rashi writes, if I have Ois Achas Yishlima L'Sefer, that is the Malach of Kosev. Even though usually you need two Osius, but the din of two osius is not a fundamental din. It's just a din that two usually has chashivos. If I have the last ice of a sefer, there's chashivos. So therefore, I'm chayiv. But that's the Gemara. The Me'iri there on Kuf Dalet Amid Beis fracked a question. He asks, how come you don't violate Makom HaPatish? I write the last ice on the sefer. Why is this not Makom HaPatish? And for the Me'iri, it's not Makeh B'Patish, because Makeh B'Patish is when you finish the Malacha and you do something to make it farputzt. I finished the malacha, and I finished writing the book, and I put a cover on the book. The book is done.
Attached to the Atei Chaim.
Yep, attached to Atei Chaim. Right. The sefer is done, but now I make it finished. Right? There's a difference between being done and being finished. That is Makar Patris of the Mi'iri. L'cha'ora, that's exactly what Tosfos is saying by us. Tosfos asks Akasha, how come I don't violate Mechateich or Mimacheik? So Tosfos answers, over here I'm making Sir Tutim and Yipoy, meaning you don't violate Makar B'Patish if you're involved in the Ikar HaMalacha. You violate Makar B'Patish La'achar Shenigmar HaMalacha after I finish the stone, and the stone is chiseled, but then I make the stone farputzt, then I make the stone
farputzt meaning
nicer, more beautiful. But again, I've been teaching you for a whole year, and you still don't know Yiddish.
I'm trying to get the last...
this is mamish, a bazillion. But you make the stone nicer.
Simon said that Kenzana have a p'tur.
Kenzana have a p'tur because you're a Sfaradi. P'tur Sfaradi, uh-huh. But the Torah was given in Yiddish. That's a big shayla. How were Sfaradim at Har Sinai? The Rebbe Shon spoke in Yiddish. You ever? Yeah. I'm sure Chacham Abadi is true about this somewhere.
Pash this.
That's why it's not Makar B'Patish.
It's not Makar
B'Patish.
What?
It was in Hebrew. It's not.
I hear? Right? Makar B'Patish is when you write the Yiddish at the end of the book, right? Maybe. I hear that. Certainly Pashat Pshat. But I think the Mi'iri is saying something along the lines of this Tosfos, but it could be that Rashi over here is disagreeing. It could be that what Rashi is saying is that when they square off the stone, that's Makar B'Patish. But it's not called Shas Melacha. Shas Melacha is Emta HaMelacha.
So according to Rashi,
it could be that Kosev Os Achas V'Hishlimo L'Sefer is the Melacha Makar B'Patish itself, because that's Gemar Melacha. Gemar Melacha, according to Rashi, is Makar B'Patish. But according to Tosfos, Makar B'Patish is Noch Gemar Melacha, is after I finish the book. That's Makar B'Patish. It's the Sirtutim. It's the fanciness, the fancy stuff.
So for Rashi, I'm making a Roman column with the flutes, right? A fluted column. So when am I chayav for Makar B'Patish for Rashi?
So that's an interesting point. Rashi on Kuf Beis says,
or it's done, and I put in the flutes.
Rashi on Kuf Beis says, everything the pakol of fi hamakom. When I finish the stone the way it's done in that makom, then I'm in violation of Makar B'Patish.
They're both styles. But
there's a difference between in a makom, right? They build a certain way, but then there's also the fancy stuff that not every stone has the fancy stuff.
I mean, flutes are for show.
So again, if every bunny has flutes or something, so I'm Makar B'Patish, I make the flutes. But if I decide at the end of my building that I'm going to write on the top, built in honor of the great king, whatever, I like make a whole, right? Make a whole thing. So that would be, right, Makar B'Patish going to Tosfos. According to Rashi, the Makar B'Patish is when I finish the malacha. And it could be that according to Rashi, when the Gemara says, Kosev Osachas Yishlima L'Sefer, it could be that is Makar B'Patish. The last stage of a malacha, according to Rashi, is Makar B'Patish. And that's what Rashi writes on Ayin Gimel, that Gemar Malacha is Makar B'Patish. Gemar Malacha.
So again, there are two styles. Some people like fluted columns, some people like regular columns.
And that's what Rashi writes on Kuf Beis Amud Beis. Hakol lefi hamakom.
Yesh
mekomo shurigim lahachlik. Yesh mekomo shurigim lachrels bo charitzim. Whatever is the last stage of a stone making in my Medina, I decide that a stone looks like this. That's a stone. But I'm chayy for the last stage of stone making.
So for
but
again,
the shipusim, the fancy stuff is not necessary. According to Rashi,
right.
That's not
so for Rashi, if I make a smooth column, if I put in a place where it's people make smooth columns, and then I add the flutes. So that, for Tosos, I'm chaya.
For Tosos, I'm chaya. For Rashi, I'm chaya for the smoothing. Nachon.
But if, you know, if I add the flutes on Shabbos, according,
you're not going to get me to say it's at the government. No way. You ain't going to get me on this
one. Abby, you're killing my career in stonemasonry.
go back to college. You know what? Your future is in medical school, not in stonemasonry. Two different skills, by the way. Chopping a stone and doing heart surgery ain't the same. Even if a person has leif ha'even, right? The pasuk says that I'll be mason the leif ha'even, right? But you don't do that the same way with a chisel. If you show up in an OR with a chisel and a hammer, right, you should be delicensed. Is that fair?
It's not like bris milah and shechita.
Yeah. Even that, like, too much. When the Mayel is the same person as the Shaychet, I do think that they are different skills, and I think we should stop this conversation now. But
today we did the opposite. We take out the Leipa Apostle, we put in Leipa Evan. Heart lung machine.
Okay. Let's go on one more Ha'ara on this Gemara. The Gemara says, Misate Tzeben is Chai Mishamata Repatish. Then the Gemara says, Hatzar Tzura Bekli, Hamnapeach Bekli Zechuchas is Maka Bepatish. What is that? Hatzar Bekli Tzura. So Rashi writes, Bekli Sha'imed Lekach Lena Oisei. You see that, Deacon Rashi? Bekli Sha'omed Lekach. Meaning, I'm talking about a medina, or the type of kli that everybody makes, right, fancy. So then if I'm tzar tzura, that's makib apatish. Min apeach kli zechuchas, meaning, I once went on a summer vacation to Corning, New York. You should go there, it's beautiful, the Corning Glass Factory. There's a whole art in blowing glass. That's minapeach kli zechuchas. Zot Rashi, kisha hotech nasa al yidei nipuach. It's already melted, and then you blow it, you make the kli. According to Rashi, the makib apatish is the last stage of making the kli. It's not after the kli is made. The last stage of making the kli, though, is determined by society. Tosfos on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis developed a yesod that if a person is also kala kli b'shabbos, the person violates binyan. That even though we have a rule of ein binyan b'kelim, Zaptosis, that's only talking about when I take a prefab and I stick it together. But if I'm also kol hakli, Tosfos says I'm in violation of the melacha of bona. And Tosis finishes off, Tzarech Ion, how come by Menapeach Klei Zechuches, I don't violate Boina? Right, that Tosis is Kash and Ayin Dalar Amid Beis. According to my Yisod, says Tosis, that when I make an entire Kli, I violate Bona. How come Menapeach Klei Zechuches is not Bona? How come it's Makeb Apatish? The Me'iri answers, that there are, again, I'm not a glass blower. There are people, it's mamish and art. But you can make a glass that you blow the glass, and now it's a usable flask. It's a usable container, right? Again, it has to harden first, right? The glass furnace is like at like 2000 degrees or something. You keep on taking out bits of the glass, and then they keep on blowing. After it's all done, minapeach kli zechuchas might mean I do that last tiny bit, which makes it fancier. That's what the Me'iri writes on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. This is consistent with the Me'iri's Mahalach, that Makeb HaPatish is after it's a kli, when I make it farpust, when I make it nicer. But according to Rashi, Makeb HaPatish is the Gemar Melacha that happens at the Melacha. Kortetosis makepatish is la'achar gemar malacha. That's the basic yesod I'm trying to develop. Okay, these are the ha'aros that we have today. Any questions, comments, observations, or jokes?
They also use, I've seen some videos on glass making. They also use like tongs to shape it and
handle. They have tongs, they shape it. They also, after the glass is on the tube, someone walks over to it with like a big hammer and like bangs it down. So it comes off. It's mamish, a skill that, you know, it's not at all pashat. It's a very...
medicine's not so hard.
By the way, glass blowing and medicine, like if you ever want to show up and like do a surgery with like a hot piece of glass that you blow into a person, I don't recommend, like if you want to like open up someone's artery, right, with a balloon, right, that's the technique, they open arteries now. So don't take a piece of glass that's like 2,000 degrees and blow on it to open the balloon. Don't do that. I mean, I'm just giving you, like, I'm not such a doctor, but I'm teaching you some of my wisdom. Okay, Chevra, have a marvelous day and a good Shabbos. I don't know about Sunday and Monday. I think I'm inclined to maybe resume Shir on Tuesday after Memorial Day, after Yom HaZikara and L'Chayol HaYartzei Sabris. Is that a from that way of saying Memorial Day? Leich echol hotdogs besimcha. Hotdogs, hamburgers. What's the meaning of Memorial Day? You have to have a barbecue, right?
You have to go shopping.
You have to go shopping. That's also true. Okay, guys, have a great day. Kotev.
Is there a